Let's talk a little more cricket now on Breakfast with Vossie 1170 SEN, not of the test cricket kind. Let's change to the Big Bash League, continued overnight. Sydney Sixers among the winners last night. Previous to that, the Sydney Thunder opened their campaign for the season with a 7-wicket victory over the Brisbane Heat. A little bit more to the story. They were struggling at 3 down, and then Alex Ross came to the party in a good partnership and ended up a very comfortable win in the 17th over. Sam Whiteman, member of the Sydney Thunder side, has been good enough to join us this morning, and he's on the line. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Good morning, Vossie.
Hey, listen, before we talk Big Bash, I should probably say, you are Yorkshire-born, aren't you? Like, we're going way back.
Yep, a long way back.
But you're Aussie through and through. You came here very early in the piece.
Yeah, that's it. Family moved over to Perth when I was 3, so it's been a while.
But that means there's family. That's mean there's family who are born and bred in England. What was the reaction to yesterday?
Oh, that's it. Well, most of my family still live in England, but we have a good laugh every time the Ashes come on, and I'm obviously support Australia, and they obviously support England, so it's good fun.
Look, in all seriousness, at different points in your career, because you did play some league cricket as a younger age, you went back to England and played some cricket. Could you have followed a path there, being eligible to play for England?
Yeah, when I went and played club cricket in England when I was 18, it was a possibility, and I sort of had nothing lined up in Australia yet, and decided to hold off and came back to Australia and gave it a good crack, and luckily, with Western Australia and got an opportunity there when I was 20. So, but really, really happy it worked out. I love playing cricket in Australia. I love playing for WA and now the Sydney Thunder.
Yeah, well, Nat, you're well established in first-class cricket in Australia, wicketkeeper, but not necessarily having to fulfil those duties when it comes to the Big Bash League, but you hold your own, obviously, in the batting order as well. Just with all we've been through over the last 12 months, 18 months, just to be back playing cricket, and there are crowds. I mean, it's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool to be playing in front of crowds again. Last year was a little bit different, but the other night in Canberra there was a nice crowd, and we can't wait to get back to the Showground Stadium. And I've travelled there in the past as an opposition player, and it's a bit of a fortress. It's a bit of a funny ground. It's loud, plenty of green. So we can't wait to get back there in front of the fans.
Well, look, Sam, I'll ask you a little bit more just about that game over Brisbane Heat, because nervous. I mean, the wickets tumbled early. There was 3 down. You were one of those dismissed. You've made a contribution, and then suddenly you're 3 down. What was the talk at that stage?
Oh, the talk after losing 3 wickets is obviously just to build a partnership. We're obviously chasing a reasonably low score, and we got off to a good start runs-wise. The run rate was fine, so it was just a matter of building a partnership, and Sam Billings and Alex Ross batted really well, did what the team needed, and it was good to see him finish the job as well. End up winning by 7 wickets is a pretty big win in the Big Bash. So really good start. Lets everyone relax a little bit. First win of the season. Good start.
Well, that's right. You were scoring at 10 and over, but it was just the fact that 3 wickets had fallen by the fourth over, 3 for 32. Now, on that performance too, a member of your side that we've been fascinated by here and we've watched his progress with New South Wales, he's only just turned 20, but you have young Tenvi Singer in your side, this leg spinner. What's your impressions first up?
Yeah, well, I sort of watched him from afar playing for WA. We haven't played New South Wales this year, but he got a good crack in the Shield and the One Days as well, I think. So, and he's done really well. So, facing him in the nets and being a teammate, he's really, really impressed me. Seems like he's got a pretty mature head on his shoulders. And just a beautiful bowler. So he's definitely one of the more dangerous bowlers in the Big Bash. And I think there's going to be some big things from him in the future.
All right, and next up for the Sydney Thunder is the Melbourne Stars tomorrow night, still licking their wounds after being, pummeled in the first game by the Sydney Sixers. So they will be desperately keen to bounce back. You've got to be ready for a bit of an ambush, I would think.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely bounce back. I think they've got a couple of senior players come back in from a pretty young side the other night. And yeah, we'll play them tomorrow night. So yeah, we're expecting them to come out firing at the MCG. So good opportunity for us to go up to Melbourne and get a win and go 2-0 up. Be a good start to the campaign.
Good stuff, Sam. And by the way, go easy on Alex Hales because he is part of your squad as well in light of yesterday. Just give him a cuddle, maybe. Say you're there for him.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, mate. Yeah.
Sam, great to have you on the program, mate. We're following the progress of the Thunder and the Sixers, obviously, closely. And so far, it's 2 from 2 for the Sixers. It's 1 from 1 for the Thunder. Let's see if you can make it 2 from 2 as well tomorrow night. Thank you for coming on the program.
No worries. Thanks, Lossie.